Ashaholics. I'm your host, Ash Hollywood, and this is brought to you by the wonderful people at Julieland.com. We are sitting here in some distant planet in the Julieland universe, and my beautiful, wonderful guest today is Brandy Aniston.
Hi.
This episode today is probably brought to you by Xanax, as we've both had a really stressful time getting here. LA traffic is no fucking joke.
Even on a Sunday, right?
Even on a fucking Sunday. What's going on here?
I don't know.
It's the holidays,
guys. Is something going on we don't know about?
No, well, the holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving is a little bit later on, a couple days away even. And
speaking of that, we gotta go to the grocery store.
I have to go to the grocery store because I have a fucking bird to cook.
Hell yeah, she's got food to make for me.
I'm having a Friendsgiving and Brandy is invited. I don't know if the rest of you Ashaholics are invited or even if
I'm
this
not.
Episode will come out by then. But either way, just know that we are having an amazing stoner Thanksgiving.
And I invited nobody because I'm selfish.
I invited a ton of people, so you're just going to have to put up with it.
This is how I envision it. You're just stoned out of your heads, and you're sitting there around the coffee table eating turkey Subway sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
Actually, what happened last year when I had Friendsgiving...
with turkey in the middle.
I woke up last year for my Friendsgiving, and I started cooking at 10 a.m. probably, and dinner was ready around dinner time, 5 or 6, and I was so stoned and full by then from like eating and cooking at the same time.
Oh yeah,
that I fell asleep while everybody else ate.
You know what's funny won't say who, but a good friend of mine that usually does the Thanksgiving.
You can say names.
No, because it's just too funny.
Stephanie.
No. Stop. It's actually her name's. We'll just call her Ash because that's her name.
Okay.
And she made the whole dinner, and she's drinking the entire time, and she got so wasted while cooking that she passed out drunk and never even got to eat anything.
Seriously? That might be my problem this year. Okay. I think I'm going to smoke less, drink more.
No, let's smoke more, drink less.
We might be able to do that, too. We'll see how I feel.
How about eat?
That day.
How about just eat?
What?
Cook and eat.
Who asked you?
But the reason I can never be a professional chef, and probably why I'm in porn, is every time like I'm cooking something, and as I'm making it, I have to constantly...
You have to try it.
Taste it. I have to try it. Just
You're
like porn
to.
Bitches. Yeah. When porn bitches come around me, I have to constantly taste it and try it.
Yeah, exactly. And why we're not married.
So I could never be a professional chef because I've always got my hands in something. And, well, I work in porn, so who wants my hands in their food?
Something. She washes them.
Yeah.
I do wash them. You know, we were actually talking in an earlier podcast about one of your favorite little girls. Do you have a new little adopted porno sister that I should know about?
Oh. Let me get it right because if I don't get it right,
it's
Adriana Chechik.
Adriana Chechik.
Never heard of her.
She's a doll.
Is she cute?
Oh God.
Show me a picture.
She's a mini me. Here, I have pictures with her. She's fucking.
Should
phenomenal.
I know her?
Is
should
she
I choose
Julie
her?
Land material?
She is Julie Land material. I think she's fucking awesome. I don't know. I adopted this girl.
How old is she?
22.
22 years
young. Terrible twos.
She has long brown hair.
She looks
ooh.
Like...
natural tits,
yeah,
right?
But light
no
eyes.
Tattoos.
I'll marry her tomorrow.
Very much your type, Richard.
Really?
I mean, if...
She's great.
A little bit like Samantha Bentley, but smaller boobs. Not
And without
not,
the accent?
Not without the accent. And I believe that Adriana has
picture.
A tan.
Oh.
She actually gets a tan.
Ooh. I have pictures of us together. A ton
not
of
that
them.
I don't
shoot
love your pale ass Samantha Bentley.
Exactly.
If you ever do hear this. I want your pale ass back here in my bed in the U.S. now.
I love you too, here. Samantha Bentley.
We want her back.
She's so hot.
Hopefully she'll be here in January.
Oh, she's so hot. Why is
literally, she's
it's
hot.
Just
you know, you should really not worry about your phone on my
I'm
podcast.
Trying to show him a picture.
I want to see a picture of this girl.
In the meantime, Brandy and I have also gotten
is this Stephanie?
No, it's Adriana.
Okay. Adriana. We don't know who Stephanie is.
Okay.
I'm working on this. It's going to take me a minute. I got a lot of pictures. Keep
Damn.
Going.
Oh, but I wanted to announce to all of my Ashaholics that, yes, you will still continue hearing my voice here on Julieland Radio. On my show, Ashaholics, and you'll still be able to read my blogs and everything else having to do with here. But I have now gotten another place that you can hear my voice, and that's Vivid Radio.
Woo!
Brandy herself is also
you
a Vivid Radio host.
We are the new Vivid Radio host. The new face is a Vivid over here.
Yes, we are. And so you can find Brandy's show Mondays from
5 to 6 p.m.
And what's and the name of your show?
The name of her show is In With Aniston, which does not sound anywhere close to In Bed With Fucking Anybody, but it's In With Aniston, and her show is about celebrity sex gossip. So if you want to hear the latest in celebrity sex, or you just want to talk about how bad you want to bang like a celebrity.
If I want to discuss how last night I fucked Angelina Jolie,
yes, you can call in and you could talk about that. Or, of course, Richard, you're VIP. You get to be a guest on our show whenever you want.
And then and your show is after hers or before hers?
My show is from 6 to 7,
after.
Right after hers, and that is currently called Tap That Ash with your host, Ash Hollywood.
Now, I have a really cool guest calling in tomorrow that I'm gonna go home and research though. Have you guys heard of this man Rob Ford in
yes.
the news? Okay, so he's calling into my show tomorrow. So
no
I'm
way.
So nervous.
No way.
I swear. It,
are you serious?
And this guy Bill Swift, but the Rob Ford.
Bill Swift. I know the name.
I think it's an athlete. I googled him to make sure. I gotta go check some things and understand why Marcy is. I know why Bob is calling or Rob. Rob Ford, because of the whole isn't he been smoking crack or something?
This is the mayor of Toronto.
Smoked crack and
yes.
got to keep
Are
his position.
Sure?
I have it in an email.
I cannot believe that
yes,
the crack
they're
smoking
calling
mayor.
My
I know exactly. Ah.
Are you guys dying? You guys have to listen
gonna
now
because
I don't even know what I'm going to ask this guy. I got to sit down when I get home.
You got to be like, dude.
You
can
should
you
ask
hook
him
me
what
up?
His drug of choice is.
You guys, what are you?
Is it sex?
I mean,
and
who,
rock and
do
roll?
You ask who bought the Brillo?
No.
Or who bought the lighter?
I think you kind of ask. So
who broke the
if
pipe?
I come, no, you're supposed to say, if I come to Toronto, will you hook me up?
Do you have a connect in Toronto? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think
and
Marcy
is it Nikki
and
Benz?
Steven.
You really should just fuck with him as much as you can. I would.
I'm sure
I don't.
He would
I think
up.
That I'm going to be told I have stipulations. Obviously, he's a mayor. I'm terrified of this whole thing, but. I'm excited at the same
They're
gonna
time. They're going to want you to be entertaining and funny. And
of
he's
course.
Calling into a sex radio.
I'm hoping he's going to want to make fun of himself.
Of course. I mean, that's the best thing that you can do in his position is make fun of yourself when you've done something wrong. Because if you make
right.
fun of yourself, then nobody else can really make fun of you. Well, they can, but you've already beat them to the punchline.
Right.
Another one of our beautiful, vivid radio hosts just walked into my podcasting studio. The
God, what a
Annie
day.
Cruz. Ow.
Here's the Adriana pictures. Let me see.
So what about your other guests that you're going to be having on tonight? Or tomorrow, I'm sorry. So we have the Toronto
you
crack
that away now.
Smoking
Hold on,
mayor.
I didn't see it. You did?
You can yeah. show him later. Stop it.
He showed me
Get off your phone. This is my fucking podcast.
I was trying to show him the one of the two of us so we could shoot her. Jesus.
Jesus. Now tell me more about your radio show. What did you do for your first week? Let's do a recap.
Well, my radio show. I love my radio show. I'm so excited for it. I had a little setback with the name, but we'll see how that works out. I am doing a celebrity gossip show, not only to do with just celebrities and mm-hmm. sex, but Vivid is known for their sex tapes,
yes.
Celebrity sex tapes. So as you know, being with Vivid now, Vivid is not so much shooting pornos with us adult talent anymore. It's
they
more,
want celebrities.
They want celebrities.
So if you are a celebrity out there and you want a sex tape, please call Vivid.
Please call.
They will help
call
you
my
out.
Radio show because
I
can get you
I
on.
Called them last week. I'm sending my sex tape.
You are.
You know what's crazy is Mr. Hirsch Steven is going to come on the show and we're going to do like a I'm going to ask him how much he would pay for different celebrities' tapes. Like I'm going to find out the numbers.
If there are three celebrities that you would want to see a sex tape of. We can even go as far as five if you can name five. So 3 to 5 celebrities that if you could handpick for a sex tape, who would you have in a sex tape?
Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. Okay. Vin Diesel.
Hey, there's a good choice.
Hello, I mean, come on. You know my stuff.
I know your type.
Come
Vin
on.
Diesel is definitely your type.
Vin Diesel and Megan Fox would be really hot to see fuck, but I don't think I don't know if she'd be a really good fuck.
She's starfish.
I feel like she might be a starfish and hoe.
I do too. You know who I think's a fucking tramp would be like Angelina Jolie. I bet she's dirty as fuck.
I bet Angelina Jolie is filthy as fuck. Even
she's
now
like
that she
filthy.
Stopped making out with her dad and her brother publicly.
Yeah,
I
she's
think she
filthy.
Would still be filthy.
Like to the point where like I think she could challenge me with spit. like type thing. She's filthy.
I wonder what Brad and Angelina are like sexually together. I think she probably sleeps around a lot of them. No, I bet she ties him down and makes him watch as she fucks other men.
Exactly.
Right? That would be a hot sex tape. They're
probably really...
That would be the hottest sex tape ever.
I can't even get this excited because my throat hurts so bad. That's like, could you imagine sitting in the corner with Brad and like he's tied up and she's like fucking some...
I would be whispering the most awful things in his ear like, yeah.
I wouldn't.
Watch her take that big fucking...
I'd be ripping his clothes off. Oh yeah, David Beckham. I just want to see his penis.
I just want to see Beckham and Victoria together.
If
though.
He
I
has
really
a small
do.
Cock, my life is.
It totally does.
It's if he has a small.
What are you does. Living for? If totally David has Beckham a small, has a tiny
you know
cock.
It. First of all, he's really tiny to begin
and
with.
And his voice.
And he's got a high voice.
Yeah, but my you other half has a kind of a high voice.
I
don't
think he doesn't talk.
Did you ever see the interview he did with Ali G?
No.
That is the funniest thing you'll ever see.
You know, it was so bad because I. Thought he was so hot. I was like obsessed with him. And the guy I was dating at the time was like, have you ever heard him talk? I was like, no, why the fuck would I want to hear him talk?
He talks like this.
I went from like the happiest girl to like, what?
You want him to be like this.
Brandy and I have been having a problem lately where we're doing business and we're meeting people over the phone and we're fantasizing about what they look like, right?
Oh,
and
no.
We have been so disappointed the last three people that we've met where they send us pictures. They have these hot, sexy voices and they send us pictures and they're just... ugly.
No, that's no, like, not ugly. Like people you
would. Yeah, but that's like my whole. I told you my whole thing with like webcam girls. I watch them and I turn the volume up because as soon as they start talking, I'm like, fuck this. It's just
exactly
stupid, dumbass.
See,
cunt.
And this is why I wonder why directors when we're filming when they're like, talk. I'm like, yo, just so you know,
you
I mute
talk.
This shit even yeah. when I watch porn.
Right.
Yeah, I wonder. So you tell me, Dick Avery, when you watch porn, do you like when a girl talks dirty?
Well, first of all,
or
I don't.
Do you like when she shuts the fuck up?
I like when they shut the fuck up. I said, my perfect girl is a girl with a ball gag in her mouth.
Ball gag.
Yeah, how many times have you seen me do pictures with girls with ball gags? I'm like, okay, enough of that.
There's here. One sitting right here, yeah. Sophie D. Now.
Exactly. Hey, I love you,
speaking
Sophie.
Speaking of ball gags, I had one brought over by my other half and shocked the shit out of me. So apparently they do like you to be quiet.
But how would you feel if your partner suddenly came over out of nowhere and was like, hi, honey, look at this ball gag I brought you. Would you be offended?
I
it was in the plastic.
I would say to her, well, great. It'll look good on you. I think it's a good
thing. That's what you should have said. Yes, honey, that'll look great on you. It's
oh
definitely your color.
We never
I mean, like,
used
you,
it.
You know me. You think I'd put up with any of that? No. It's like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
I'm really glad that my guy doesn't throw many curveballs.
It was really cute one, though. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's just trying
like
to expand
guy?
It. Well, why would I want to be quiet?
Uh-oh.
It's the hardest thing for Brandy and I to do is to shut up. You should see us in
oh
makeup
God,
when they finally get to our lips. No, when they finally get to do our lips and makeup, we're like crawling out of our skin. No.
They
just
make
to
me
get
wear
us
headphones.
To sit down and watch a movie.
Well, you guys didn't
we
talk too
it.
Much.
They make me
you
wear
didn't
headphones.
Talk. You didn't talk too much on Friday.
Well,
what was oh
well, that was because Brandy was still drunk
and she was she had her mouth on your pussy, she couldn't talk,
she had a mouthful.
I
always
give
Brandy a mouthful so she shuts up.
Yeah, and then I went to bed.
So you guys heard that, right? Brandy and I have done a brand new POV girl video that I'm really excited to show
me
you.
Me too.
You will see it on the pages of ashgirl.com and julieland.com. Brandy's more excited than anybody to see it
because she doesn't remember
it.
It's probably going to be that much better.
It's really
you
good.
You are the star of
it's
that
really
show.
Good.
You put on a great performance. It's the first time she's probably often. Ever performed having sex with me, but it was really good.
No, we did perform together a couple other times. Oh, but you mean me actually like giving
right.
effort?
I mean,
but
if you'd like to see other scenes of Brandy and I think we have one out with Zero Tolerance.
And some other people... That wasn't that aggressive. I mean, that
and
was
we
just
have
like,
one more additionally
on
for julieland.com, and we have a new one coming out. So that's three that we can actually think
I'll
of.
I'll put that one. I'll
I probably
put that,
have
I'll put,
more.
I'll put the one of
I probably
you.
Have
I'll put
more
the one of you two
iPhone.
Up on Ash's site like in a couple of weeks.
We'll probably have way more than.
And then you can
this
like
now.
You can remember it and be like, oh yeah, that's I remember doing that. And then you'll be like, oh my god, that scene was great.
How about we just blow Brandy's mind and we put the podcast and the video up on the same week? Because I bet you she's not even going to remember this podcast.
But then you're gonna see. exactly. And then you're going to sit there.
I'm sick.
But you're going to look at it, Ash, and be like, oh my God, that was the day I got the workout on the way to and from dinner.
Right? Oh, no. So we get done fucking, right, Brandy? And this guy has me speed walking 7 blocks to Waukano. I have short little legs and this low center of gravity. I'm only 5'1" and I'm walking next to these 2 6'2" motherfuckers and they're just out walking
me. Worst.
And I look like the little kid that's being dragged behind the mom, like, ah, I can't keep up.
Like they're swinging you and you do one of those like 1, 2,
I should have made
go.
Them swing me back and forth.
Yeah. You should have totally. Oh my God, I would have died if you guys were walking down the street doing that. We should totally do that.
We should. Well, when I have you on my podcast next week, we'll have a lot more fun. So thank you guys for listening to Ashaholics. Brandy, where can I find you, follow you, stalk you, listen to your beautiful voice?
Well, you can just walk out of your front door. Everyone else.
By the way,
ten steps to the left, you can find me.
10 steps down your hall to the left. I'll be right there. Just come in. You've got a key. But all of you that can't come in our building and can't live down the hall from me, go to BrandyAniston.com or Twitter.com, Brandy Aniston. That's B-R-A-N-D-Y. Spell it with an I and I'll get mad. And my Instagram is B-F-K-N.
Aniston.
A-N-I-S-T-O-N.
She's been deleted a couple times. Don't mind her. Forget.
Don't mind my names. Next time it's going to be like FB17596.
It should just be fuck you Instagram.
I bet it's taken.
I bet you it is.
Oh, and you can find me live on Vivid Radio every Monday from 5 to 6 on Good. With Aniston.
And I am Ash Hollywood. You can follow me on ashgirl.com or on Twitter at Ash Hollywood. You can also see me Mondays from 6 to 7 on Vivid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 102 for those of you that have it. And of course, always check out julieland.com for all of your Julie Land needs. It's been wonderful talking to you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
We'll be right back.